Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yes, I knew you would do it. Oh, yeah. I knew you would do it.
Awesome.
Okay. And today we have a fresh episode of the mix, episode 67, which honestly, not a slate I was very excited to watch, but
me too.
It turned out okay.
Yeah.
We got Tetris, the Super Mario Brothers movie, Rye Lane, and Beef. So, yeah, some exciting, or I would say pleasantly surprising content here.
Yeah.
But yeah, first, let's start off with Tetris. This was an, you might not have heard of it, it was an Apple TV Plus movie. Starring, I don't know how to,
Taron,
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
I don't know his last
Taron
name.
Taron Egerton.
Either.
Egerton, right?
Yeah, it's British. That sounds British enough.
All right. Well, let's go with that. But what were your initial thoughts of Tetris here?
I was surprised, like, because they just announced it like a month ago. So I was like, what? Tetris movie? Like, how did I not know about this? And yeah, just pretty crazy. And, you know, as far as I can tell, sorry. Yeah, what's up?
Alardo's a huge Tetris player. So for context, he's a big Tetris fan, big Tetris player. So sorry, continue.
No, and from what I can tell, it's most of it is truth. Like, yeah, just the journey to getting the rights for it is like pretty crazy. So
yeah, I didn't know all that stuff happened with it, but it was all like believable too. Everything. I don't even know. Like, it was just such an interesting story that you wouldn't think about, you know? Like, just something as simple as getting the rights to a game.
The rights to, yeah, and it made sense. To, like, the way they portray it could have been, like, complicated. Like, oh, it's like, the way they depicted it could have been, made us, like, very confused, but I feel like they did it pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. And, well, I guess. It was one of those, just like, it was a nice little watch, you know?
Yeah.
They don't really...
It was a kind of a thriller, kind of. Not political thriller, but like, yeah.
Sort of. It had some good twists and turns, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed all the characters. I can't think of a bad character.
Damn, what was her name? The spoilers, but the...
Oh, the... Yeah, the
dirty.
Yeah, the double crosser. We'll call her. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was good too. I that part, I was like, is that true? Like,
yeah, I know.
It was so funny that they cared about this little stupid game so much. Like, this whole country, you know?
I mean, it was worth it.
Yeah, apparently. but yeah, I don't know. It was a nice little watch. What would you rate it out of 5 though?
Yeah. I know, I said all that. It's still a solid 3 because, like, yeah.
I think it's hard to go. I'll go 3.5 because it was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was an original, like, kind of story, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, why can't we give it a 4 or 5 though? I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. It just didn't affect me too much, you know. It was over, and then I was like, yeah, that was. What a ride. And then, like, it didn't really change my view on Tetris at all, you know? Like, oh yeah, like, it was cool how they, like, got the rights to it and all that. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was just kind of, like, I don't know if I'd watch it again.
What is up with Holding Out for a Hero? 2 of the movies we watched had that freaking song.
Oh, yeah, what? You know, what there's other songs, guys. You don't have to use that one, I mean. In fact, there's other songs about heroes. Different.
Yeah, this movie like used like the what was it, the Japanese version.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I don't know, but yeah.
And then there, oh, I really liked the creator character.
Yeah, he was cool.
I forgot his name, but he was
Alexei cool Pajitnov. Character. I see it every time I log into Twitter. Created by Alexei Pajitnov.
Great,
yep.
Yeah, great pronunciation, by the way.
I have to know these things.
Yeah, because you're a Tetris player. Damn. All right. Well, I mean, they're still making Tetris games and everything, and it's still... is it still, like, considered, like, the most popular game, or not really?
Well, like, everybody knows, well, other than Super Mario, I guess, considering those box office numbers, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Like, okay. Everybody knows what it is. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I see it in my dreams.
Yeah, if you're interested, you see the blocks. Oh, even that reminds me, that beginning part where he realizes it. I imagine that's how it was for you. Like, you're like,
oh. Yeah, it's art and like math. And, like, he's saying all these things. I'm like, yeah, he's spitting.
Like, he articulated how it is to experience Tetris. It was really beautiful, but it was like, dude, these are blocks. Come on,
it's
now.
Just blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was awesome. So, yeah, I would recommend it. It's on Apple TV Plus. Yeah, give it a watch. Let us know what you think. But moving on to our second video game movie here. We got the Super Mario movie. What were you expecting here, and what did you think of it?
You know, I was expecting them to, like, because I think we talked about this before, like, you know, it's gonna make money no matter what, so they don't have to try.
Yeah,
but I actually liked it a lot. Like, what I was expecting was like a Marvel movie, but it's just Mario. But they did it. Yeah. It's like half that, but half like not really, because it was still like kind of silly and goofy, and like it wasn't trying to be anything crazy, but like they still like wanted to like show, you know, the Mushroom Kingdom and like this whole, like, yeah. I don't know. I liked it a lot. I liked it more than the Sonic movies.
Oh, interesting. So,
yeah,
I still didn't watch the second Sonic movie, but okay. Well, my first impression was like, I actually laughed a lot. I thought it was really
funny. It was pretty. I like the star. That thing was so funny.
And I like how they had him start in like Brooklyn, like a real life setting. Yeah. It's cool. And then they somehow, well, not somehow, they use the pipes, the pipes to get to the Mushroom Kingdom. That was cool. I don't know. It was good overall. They made good use of the universe, the Mario Kart stuff. They have way more that they could do too. So, I mean, I'm guaranteed there's another movie.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like, all the Super Mario Galaxy stuff they could do. And like, yeah, I don't know. There's like tons of places they could take it. But for this movie, I really liked it, how they introduced or started the world building stuff.
Yeah. I just like how, like, they knew, like, they're making a movie, you know? Like, no, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say that. Like, no, it's so fast paced and like, I don't see like any part they could take out. Like, they knew, like, they just wanted to make a really quick, fun movie, Mario, and then,
yeah, it wasn't long,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and then it's like something that's like super rewatchable, and like just that alone is like so tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
Bowser, they made Bowser really funny too.
Bowser, I was surprised at his whole story, because like they just hid that from the trailer. Like, that was not in the trailers at all. Like, his actual like motivation, and that's another thing where I'm saying like movies don't do that anymore either. Like, they just want to like have fun and be silly and like give like huge, like that's a huge story decision, you know, to be like in the writer's room. They're like, should we go this like silly? And they're like, yeah, let's just fucking do it. Like, movies don't do that anymore. So like, I give them props for doing that too.
Yeah. And it landed too, because it could have
been really, it's funny. Everybody loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. Could have been really bad, you know, when you try to do that stuff, but it actually, like, it was good. I would say it is a quality family movie.
Yeah. And for me personally, Mario. You could argue that there is no emotion, because that was like one of the biggest, like, that's why critics are like, it's just a dumb, stupid movie for kids. But like, I actually felt like emotion. Not like I was gonna cry, but I felt like, oh yeah, like I felt the story beat where kind of everything's all is lost, and Mario's like, his whole story, he's a nobody, right? But then there's a part towards the end where he has to like amp himself up again. And that part, I was like, yeah. And that's when he says the let's-a go. Like, I really like that part a lot. Like, that's one of my favorite scenes I've seen in a while. You didn't like that part?
I'm the opposite of you. When he said let's-a go, I cringed. I was like, oh.
No, I was like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, let's-a go. Let's go, Mario. Dude, I love that part. It's so good.
I don't think it was Chris Pratt. I heard Chris Pratt. I didn't hear Mario.
Here's like, that was another thing I was gonna bring up, the voice acting.
Okay,
was everybody actually right? I wanna stay here. I'm gonna sit here and say it to everybody, they're wrong. But what do you think?
I think, okay, Chris Pratt was fine. It was fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one line was the only line that I was like, oh, no. But everything else was completely fine. I liked that they didn't have them like fake Italian accents. Like it was in the commercial part, it was just like they used somebody else, which is cool. That's perfect. Yeah, it was literally just that one line. Everybody else, I feel like, was fine.
In the trailers, for me personally, Anya Taylor-Joy, I was like, yeah, I just hear her, you know? But in the movie, she was actually really good. I really like Princess Peach, too. She, like, yeah, all the characters are really good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they built him out really well, so. You know that, oh, the blue star thing that was being depressing. What is that from?
That thing is so funny. I think it's from Galaxy. I'm not sure.
Okay, I wasn't sure, but I was like, maybe I should look it up. But
yeah, I think it's so. I was laughing at like pretty much everything you was saying.
Yeah, it was really funny. I'm kind of in the camp of like, it was just I didn't really feel too much of anything. It was funny.
I like the blue shell too. The blue shell was really good.
Oh yeah. But in terms of like a. Like connecting to the story is like, yeah, all right. so yeah, I don't know. What would you give it out of 5 though?
Yeah, you're gonna. It's a 4 for me, man. It's a 4.
Hey,
I liked it a lot.
I respect it. I laughed a lot. I thought it was good. But I think I got to go 3 on this one because. I think. Yeah, just the story wasn't. I don't know. I feel like it could have been better.
Also, just for me, I think rewatchability is just huge for me too. Because not every movie. That's why I love The Kissing Booth, because I could just put it on and just have a good time. I just let it. I could watch The Kissing Booth forever. Like, if I only had to watch one movie for the rest of my life,
that would be your movie.
It would. I could watch that movie over and over. But like, that's hard to do though. Like, it's just it's a personal taste, but it's also just like. But like this movie, they I feel like they were doing that like on purpose. Like they wanted to make a movie that people could just watch over and over, and yeah, it's hard to do. And I feel like I could do that with this movie. Like I could just watch it one day and then be like, you know what, I feel like watching it again, and then just put it on again. You know,
that's true. I mean, I feel like I could watch it again. Unlike like I wouldn't watch Tetris again. If you gave me Tetris and you gave me this movie, I would watch the Mario movie again. But yeah, I go 3. You go 4. Mm-hmm. I think it was solid. Like, they did what they're supposed to do, if that makes sense. They didn't fuck up the Mario universe.
No, yeah. Like, I could feel it, too. Like, how... Like, they were setting up stuff. So, like, if they... They probably are going to make another one. They could literally do anything now, though. Like, we bought the universe. We're immersed now. So, they can do literally anything. And it'll probably be better. Like, 100% better.
We totally disregarded Donkey Kong in this movie.
Oh yeah, he was good too.
So good, actually. Yeah, that whole scene of
that was pretty badass.
Yeah, when they had a little scuffle. It was really good. But yeah, definitely check it out. Let us know what you think. I thought it definitely exceeded my expectations. I will say that I had low expectations. But yeah, cool. Moving on. Okay, so we were gonna watch the Bob Ross movie, but Alardo did not have the means to watch it because it wasn't playing where he is.
Yeah.
So we switched to Rye Lane. This is Alardo's recommendation. I went into it blind, not knowing what it was, and it turned out, of course, to be a rom-com.
Surprise.
Because that's what he does to me. But what were your thoughts on Rye Lane, Alardo?
So I saw it because I saw it trending on Letterboxd, and I was like, where the hell did this come from? And I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score, and I was like, whoa, like what? This movie literally came out of nowhere. What do we came out of nowhere? So then I was like that day too. I was like, okay, I'm watching it. And also I just get really nervous when a new rom-com comes out. That's really good because that's the genre I want to write in. And I'm like nervous, like it's going to be something like mine. So like in that sense, the movie has to win me over in another way. And that's more fun for me because it's like, if it can't win me over, then it's like, oh, you know, it's not that good. But this movie, once I get over the hurdle of it's like, okay, it's nothing that I would write, then it's like easier for it to like win me over. And it, yeah, it, But a way to do that though is like it's. I'm happy for the director because this is like so unique to like they have their own style, you know. Like it's like,
mm-hmm.
you could tell that like they were chose to make this for a reason because there's not really anything like this, like visually or stylistically, the way it's edited and all that, and just the characters are really good too. Like there's a lot of heart. Like I haven't seen a movie recently where it, like it has heart like this in a while. Where it's like, by that I mean there's no real conflict. It's just the whole movie is just two people, you know, bonding. And I again, that's like that's the kind of movies I like too. And I thought for the most part, for throughout the entire movie, I was engaged. I was interested in what they're talking about and like the things they were getting into, and that's hard to do too.
That's true. So there was a lot of dialogue, and I also stayed engaged for the most part. It did have like a unique feel to it for sure. The accents are a plus. I really enjoyed all the accents. What is it like London accent?
Colin Firth had a weird cameo. I was like, whoa! And he just had one scene. He was the taco guy. He? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice him.
Yeah. I was like, whoa! I'm pretty sure that was him. Huh. I could be wrong.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I would have to go back and watch it. I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Google it, so I'm not a freaking liar.
But yeah. All right. Well, okay. My thing is. Rom-coms are my...
It wasn't.
I would say maybe tied with... Well, maybe one of my least favorite genres, right? So, because I hate the cliches that they have and stuff in it. Like, it's so not for me. But...
Eye rolling.
Yeah. This movie, it did it in a unique way, but like at the end of the day, it still had them, you know?
They
like,
still did it. At the end, that's also a problem with me for rom-coms is like the all is lost moment where it's like they have a big fight. Usually, it's something that's not like crazy, like you know, like that was nothing. They're gonna like make up. It's like that's the reason why a lot of rom-coms lose me is like it's like they're just gonna like they never have a huge fight where it's like oh like where I feel like oh my god they're not gonna make up. Like it's always something where it's like come on let's just get back together already. Like this is.
Yeah,
and this movie did that too.
Yeah,
and then usually what saves the day is like, oh, remember this thing I mentioned before? I'm doing
it's always the callbacks.
Yeah, the callback.
I don't know. It's just
and it's like, oh my god, anybody would have done that, but
honestly, until. I don't know, the back half of the movie, not the back half, maybe like the back third.
It's like the last 20 minutes, kind of.
Yeah, it kind of lost me. But before that, I was into it.
Because other than that, it's like one whole day. And like, yeah.
I like that too, where it's like just one day of this stuff happening. Main characters were good. Side characters were good.
Yeah, the acting was really good. Like, I don't know who the
acting's really good.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of them, but they were all really good. It's just if it wasn't a rom-com, maybe it could have been different, but it was. So, but what do you give it out of 5?
It's a 4 for me. I liked it a lot. Was solid.
Yeah, it's a 3 for me.
Yeah.
But it's on Hulu, so everybody can watch it. Go watch it now. Let us know what you think.
It's short too.
I was very surprised. Alardo told me to guess what the Rotten Tomatoes was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know until, like, after. I guessed around, like, a 65. I don't know if I would give this movie a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's kind of crazy, to be honest. But, you know, to each their own, I guess. Okay, lastly, our final... Well, this one's not a movie, actually. TV show on Netflix, Beef. With Steven Yeun and Ali Wong.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay. 10 episodes. Very interesting. But what were your thoughts?
No, I went into it because Steven Yeun, I'm a fan of his, and I just know like the roles he gets is always good. Like he knows he doesn't want to go into something that's like you know, like half-assed or like he chooses his roles. You know, he can tell he does. Mm-hmm. And this not only was the writing good, but like you could tell it was something that were like they knew they had to like cast good actors. And I was surprised by Ali Wong because I haven't watched anything she was in before, but she is really good too. But yeah, it's just the story about these two characters who just like they got problems and
they got
like
they have beef.
And, yeah, they got beef. And yeah, I don't know. It's also just like another wild ride. Like, and just, there's so many twists and turns. And by the end, it's just like, how far can it go? And it goes pretty far. But then, yeah, and by the end, I it's pretty good. I liked it a lot.
So, yeah, I liked it a lot too. The last episode kind of disappointed me, but then I was like,
I know, I was like, where are we going with this?
Yeah. I kinda liked it. I mean, is there going to be a season two? Do you know?
I know the creator has kinda plans for like season two and three. But I kind of like how it ended.
I thought that part was fine. It was just more before that.
Yeah, me too.
That the whole like before that of the episode, like the last episode, kind of like, yeah, it wasn't doing it for me. Kind of lost me. When I feel like they had so much built up and they could have capitalized it on it way better.
Yeah, they kind of just like,
they were kind of just tripping, and then that was it. I don't know. Yeah, whatever they were trying to do, I wasn't with it. So, but before that, everything before that, the initial incident. See, I always say this. It's always like one little thing that starts.
That's everything. What I was thinking. Like, I was like, whenever something crazy happened, I was like, how do we get here? And I try to retrace everything. Like, oh, okay, this gets because of this, and then this, and this. Because even that's just good storytelling. Is like. Because you could mess it up. And it's like, oh, no, cause this could have happened anyway. Like, I hate when, like, stories do that. Like, no, this could have happened anyway because of this. But no, like, everything in this story leads back to that. And that was the whole point of the... That was kind of the whole point, too. Yeah, it comes back to that. And that was the whole point. Like, that's what Steven Yeun said at the end. He says, like, we're here. We make decisions and we're here. Something like that, right? We're born, we make decisions, and we're here. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
And oh man, there were so many times where it could have died down, like they just but, let it go,
but they got beef, chill, man.
But no, they just lost their shit, and then they're like, gotta get them back, you know. But at the end too, it like for Steven Yeun's character, at least, it wasn't like it was himself. Like he did the big fuck up at the end.
Yeah,
you know, that was like, and to me that was kind of like damn. I don't know. It made me sad for some reason. It wasn't kind of actually. It's like he's like trying so hard to do everything right, and
dude, yeah, it's so funny too. Like, there's so many parts where I laugh. No, yeah, when they rage, I'm just like, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. Ooh.
I think. I was gonna go like 4-2. I don't know, that last episode really like killed my momentum, you know. I had so much momentum, but I think that shouldn't take away from the rest of it. I mean, there was obviously like a big climax too with the whole robbery stuff. I don't want to spoil it, but I think I'll go four.
Just the characters are so good too, like all of them.
Like all of them, yeah.
That's another thing. Like the whole, in my opinion, the whole story is about being like alone or like feeling empty, right? And like every single character, like I always say this, but like those are the best stories, is like when every character is like a part of the theme. And then like, yeah, I feel like the theme in this show is like being alone, feeling empty. And like every single character is trying to fill that void somehow. The Steven Yeun's brother, the Ali Wong's husband. And yeah, even her neighbor friend was like that too. She just wanted.
Oh yeah,
that's so funny that she figured Naomi. It out because she has nothing to do. Like that's realistic.
Yeah,
stay at home mom.
And she would always like act like, oh, like, I have something to do. I have emails to check. Like, bro, you ain't doing nothing, bro. That was so funny.
I also like that too. Like the storytelling, I love when stories do that too. Like, it's so cliche, but like when movies do it well, it's really good. Where it's like the main characters are trying to get this thing. Like that's their whole objective, is to get this thing. But once they get it, it's like. Like, nothing's different, you know? And this show does that, too. Like yeah. something's still missing.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. So I don't know where they're gonna take season two, but
he says he has plans for season two and three. The creator. So
there's a lot. Okay. Right when I started watching it, I texted Alardo. I was like, "They're gonna end up together," and I feel like season two, it could happen. You know, all the stuff that happened there. Oh, well, it's kind of a spoiler, but you know, that was just my prediction at the time. So, but yeah, definitely recommend it if you don't have anything on Netflix to watch. Super, very bingeable too.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was like,
me and you both binged it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna take my time. No, I wasn't gonna do that, but like, I found myself like. Going one episode after the other, I was like, "Yeah, let's go," you know.
Yeah, because it's so like fast paced.
Yeah, no, the 30-minute really quick. So it was like, even that is just like, oh yeah,
yeah. And there's a lot of action, so it really moves you along really well. I'm excited for a season two. But yeah, honestly, that's all we got today. So it's a little short episode. We reviewed everything we needed to review, and. Yeah, we'll be back in a couple weeks with hopefully a more full episode. We're trying to figure out our schedules at the moment, but we have some bangers next episode though. Let me get my plugs off first. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. Follow us on social media at Mixed Podcasting. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. Both of those places we post these clips of our episodes. We post announcements of when we're going live. Please follow us on there. And if you like the live show here, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other week. See how I used to say Wednesday, but I say week because I don't know what the fuck day we're going to do this. So next episode, we have Bo is Afraid.
Ooh.
And so here's the thing about that movie, right? It looks scary as hell. And I hate scary movies, but I have to watch it because the... I'm just so intrigued by what the hell is going on in this movie. So, yeah, we'll be watching that. I might be traumatized after, but we'll watch it. Ghosted, what is Ghosted again?
It's a Chris Evans, Ana de Armas action comedy, something like that. I don't know.
Interesting. Scott Chris Evans. And that's on Apple
TV.
Scott Chris Evans, that's why we're watching.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghosted, Renfield, which is the... I forget the other guy's name, but Nicolas Cage is in it.
I think it's Nicholas Holt. Too. It's a Nicholas movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a Nicholas movie. Both of them are Nicholas's.
Nikolai.
But yeah, so that's in theaters right now too. Nikolai. Nikolai. And The Mandalorian season 3, which you know, I've been hearing the chatter that it's
not good.
Not good.
I like it. Everybody needs to shut up.
Damn, all right. I haven't watched any of it, so we'll come back and tell you about it in a couple weeks. But yeah, that's all we got today. Shout out Jet, and also shout out to Sarah for you guys hanging out with us in the Twitch chat here. And yeah, any last words, Alardo? Sounds like I'm about to kill you, but I meant like any final
thoughts. Any last words? Let's go.
All right, and I guess we'll see you next time on The Mix.